Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Tuesday to you, and welcome to the month of August, August the 1st today. And we're looking forward to a great month here in the month of August. And we celebrate our church's anniversary in August. 1955, the Bible Baptist Church was organized, began down on Frank Road, in Columbus there, and moved here in 1957 to the Home Road address in Grove City. And so we'll be celebrating, what's that make it, 68 years this year of God's faithfulness to us. I'm the seventh pastor that this church has ever had in 68 years of existence. And come October, we'll celebrate our 18th year here at Bible Baptist Church. So God's been good to us, and we're looking forward to the month of August and celebrating our church's anniversary. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to pick up Psalm 34. Psalm 34, where the psalmist starts out by saying in verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. There's an old preacher, went to heaven back in 1982, I believe, Lester Roloff, and he used to teach. He used to sing these psalms, and he would sing this one. He would sing, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Isn't that a good song? Man, you just memorized four verses if you can just put that tune to it. Let me ask you a question. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Do we ever praise the Lord enough? Can you ever give the Lord too much thanks? Is there a limit to our praise and to our thanks? I don't think so. Praising God ought to be a never-ending practice in our lives. What are you most thankful for? A Sunday school teacher asked her class what they were thankful for. One little boy raised his hand and he said, my glasses. And the teacher said, well, why are you thankful for your glasses when, you know, she knew in her mind most little boys are not very thankful about wearing glasses. And the boy said, I'm thankful for my glasses because they keep the boys from fighting me and the girls from kissing me. Well, what are you thankful for? When Robinson Crusoe was wrecked on the Lonely Island, he drew up two columns in what he called the evil and the good. And in those columns, he wrote this. He was cast on a desert island, but was still alive, not drowned, as all his ship's company were. He was divided from mankind and banished from human society. But on the good side, he said, I'm not starving. He had no clothes. But on the good side, he said, I'm in a hot climate where I don't need him. He was without any means of defense, but he said, I saw no wild beasts such as he had seen on the coast of Africa. He put down, I have no soul to speak to. But God had sent the ship so near to the shore that he could get out of it all the things for his needs. So he concluded that there was not any condition in the world so miserable that there was something to be thankful for in it. What about you? Do you just see the negative things in life? Can you not find things in your life for which to give thanks and praise to God for? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks in all your circumstances. Praise the Lord in all circumstances. It doesn't mean you like every circumstance of life. It's just you can see more than just the negative things in your life. You see the positive, you see the good, and you praise God for that. Corrie Ten Boom in The Hiding Place relates an incident that taught her always to be thankful. She and her sister, Betsy, were just transferred to the worst German prison camp they had seen yet. It was called Ravensbrück. On entering the barracks, they found them extremely overcrowded and flea-infested. That morning, their scripture reading in 1 Thessalonians had reminded them to rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances. Betsy told Corrie to stop and thank the Lord for every detail of their new living quarters. Well, Corrie at first refused to give thanks for the fleas, but Betsy persisted, and Corrie finally succumbed to her pleadings. Well, during the months they spent at camp, they were surprised to find how openly they could hold Bible study and prayer meetings without guard interference. It was not until several months later they learned that the reason the guards would not enter the barracks was because of the fleas. See, why praise the Lord? Well, why not? He blesses us in so many ways. Shouldn't we be quick to praise Him? Specifically, what has the Lord done for us? Well, the psalmist helps us out here. First of all, in verse number 4, he said, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hey, couldn't we praise the Lord for answered prayer? An English publication offered a prize for the best definition of a friend. And among the thousands of answers received were the following. A friend is one who multiplies joys and divides grief. Another said, a friend is one who understands our silence. But here's the definition that won the prize. A friend, the one who comes in when the whole world has gone out. Someone else said, you can always tell a real friend when you made a fool of yourself and he doesn't feel you've done a permanent job. Do you have a friend like that? Do you have a friend that'll help you get out of a difficult situation? A friend on whom you can always depend? A friend who believes in you no matter what happens to you? Can I tell you, if you know Christ as your Savior? If you know Christ as your Savior, you have such a friend. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, He's the faithful friend. He'll hear you when you pray and He'll answer your prayers. He'll deliver you from difficult situations. I can think of some situations that would have been far worse had it not been for the Lord's grace and help. September 11, 2001 stands out in every American's mind. But for our family, September 11, 2002 stands out in our mind. I was in Alabama, actually, with a church member. I was pastoring in South Carolina at the time. We were returning an older gentleman to his home in Alabama. My wife was teaching school. Our other son, Nathan, was in school, and our oldest son, Andrew, was working. He had gotten his kidney transplant in November of 2001. The principal came to my wife's class and called her out of her classroom down to the office and said, you need to go to the hospital. Your son was in an accident. Well, she immediately thought it was Nathan because he had just gotten his license. But it was not Nathan, it was Andy, and it didn't sound good. They got a hold of us in Alabama, and we immediately set out for South Carolina. It was bad, they said, bleeding out of his ears. We spent that trip reading, praying, singing, all the way back to South Carolina. Andy had been in an accident and had been waved out through one lane of traffic, and when he got to the second lane, a truck hit him right into his driver's side door. The blood in his ear was glass in his ear that had caused bleeding. He still had some serious injuries, but not life-threatening. In fact, it was so amazing, the ER doctor who treated Andy recognized his name. His child was in my wife's class at school, and he knew that Andy had had a transplanted kidney, and that kept him from giving him dyes for testing for internal injuries. In fact, when we went and saw the car, the fellow at the junkyard said, I can't believe the person who was in this car wasn't killed. Oh, I tell you, God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Things could have been much worse. 2010, our church took a missions trip, and the bus had some radiator issues, and we were about an hour or two from El Paso, and they brought buses and got us and took us into El Paso, and they waited till nighttime and then limped our bus in, and we find out it needs two radiators. It was a bus from another church. It wasn't our bus. $6,000 to fix it. And they wouldn't be able to get it till next Monday. Well, now it's time to see what God can do. Brother Jarvis said everyone likes to hear the great stories of faith and what God did, but nobody wants to go through them. Well, we prayed. It's all up to God anyway. They found a place in Minnesota that had the radiators and would ship them out. Wednesday, the package came, and there was one radiator. The other went to another state. I tell you what, we prayed again. Now, I don't remember all the details of that, but we pulled out of El Paso on Friday night in the bus with two new radiators, and we got back Sunday morning in time for church. I'm telling you, God answers prayer. God answers prayer. O thou that hearest prayer. We don't just pray to pray. We don't just pray because it makes us feel better. We pray because God answers prayer. Jesus said, if ye being evil, not to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which in heaven give good things to them that ask him? And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. My friend, the Lord wants to give us good things. God wants to bless our life. All we have to do is ask and ask in Jesus' name. The Lord hears and the Lord answers our prayers, perhaps more than we realize. Sometimes we're blind to the answers, but we can praise Him because we can pray. Praise Him because of answers to prayer. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. My friend, everyone that asketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh findeth, and everyone that knocketh it shall be opened unto him. There's the promise. Jesus told his disciples in John 15, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. What wonderful promises to answer prayer. So I rejoice. I bless the Lord for answered prayer. I bless the Lord for deliverance from trouble. Notice verse 6. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. A Jewish man was known to like liquor and explained that he drank only to drown his troubles. Well, after you drown him, why do you continue to drink? He was asked. Well, he said, you don't know my troubles. My troubles are excellent swimmers. And I try to drown them, but they swim right up again. Everybody has troubles. Nobody gets through life without troubles. We're in a fallen world. And there's sin and evil and all kinds of negative things. And so we have to understand we're in a disaster area. Until Christ returns and puts down sin and sets up his kingdom, we're going to have troubles. You have trouble, you get turned down for a job. When you knew it was just going to be the right job, but you didn't get it. You ever get fired from a job? You ever lose a good friend? You ever loan somebody some money and never get it back? Did you ever have an accident which puts you in the hospital? A health problem that never seems to go away? Your family or children cause you trouble? Trouble with your finances? We could all make a long list of troubles that we've experienced in this life. So let's make sure that we have to understand the Lord can deliver us from the trouble. And he goes with us through the trouble. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I want to say more about this tomorrow, but our time is up for today, all right? Let's finish it up tomorrow, shall we? Have a great Tuesday, everyone. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.